podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
The Oracle is in session.
Welcome, Oracle. Hang
Thank
on.
Thank you.
Here's your music.
The Oracle is angry.
Music wasn't ready.
The entrance
was ruined.
Wasn't as an Oracle expects, but that's okay. The Oracle can push that behind.
We can't all predict what people want, mate.
Oh,
no, the Oracle can predict. I can't. Except exactly. You told me that you won't.
So basically what happened is that on the weekend, I received a message on the family group chat from my brother-in-law, Nath. He said, has anyone seen my black Oakleys last seen at the Queenscliff Hotel? We went there for my dad's 70th birthday last weekend, and I thought, hang on a minute. Have you checked the back of your wife Kim's car?
Your sister Kim. This is a really good brain work from you, because this is not usually your strong suit.
What?
The remembering of the things.
Yeah, true.
This is more of a deduction, like a detective style basket, I think, rather than you just remembering where they were. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, exactly. Yeah, because I lose things all the time.
Yeah.
But I find them with the power of my brain.
Mm.
Because I said, have you checked the back of your wife Kim's car? And there they were.
Magic. Just like magic you found it for.
The family group chat went off. Everyone said, huzzah, Lauren's brain.
Finally good for something.
Finally working.
One brief moment, we will always remember it.
And so I thought, let's use this to our advantage, because I'm just as surprised as you are, Tom, and my family. The Oracle is in session, and we welcome Tony from Cryo. Tony, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Are you feeling nice and relaxed with this pan flute music? I'm really enjoying it. Bit of ocean in
I'll
the back.
I'll tell you what, mate. It's difficult to listen to that music while driving to Melbourne and start feeling like I'm going for a nap.
Okay, well, yeah. I'll turn it off then. Okay. Hey? How about I turn
well, next
it off?
Time the Oracle will have techno. Nah, too bad.
Bring it back? Okay.
Yeah, bring it back. It's not our fault.
It's just ocean
Tony
at the moment.
Tony can't control his own eyes.
Well.
Tony.
Sort of is.
Tony, welcome. You would like the Oracle to find something for you. Praying to St. Loggy is what I've heard.
I don't know if you can say that.
You can. And I said it. Tony, what can I help you find?
So my 14-year-old son has lost his earbuds coming up about 6 weeks now.
Oh.
Earbuds. I need some clarification there, Tony. Are we talking about AirPod situation, earbuds that play music, or are we talking about earbuds that stop music and protect your ears?
So he's got the Samsung Galaxy version of the AirPods.
Okay.
Just checking in.
Just dialing in, just tuning in to this.
Tony, I think you'll find that you need to check his jacket pockets. 6 weeks ago, things started getting a bit colder. I believe he went out, he put them in his pocket, and you need to check those pockets of his jackets. Also a raincoat, potentially. Please do that and get back to me. The Oracle has spoken. Goodbye.
That's all you get, Tone.
Very well.
How do you feel about that?
I'll give it a go. He does have about 100 different jackets, so okay, it could take a process.
Okay, well, yeah, let us know how you go.
But now we have Ryan from Barwon River. The Barwon River.
You're actually in the river right now, Ryan.
I spend a lot of time at the river, yeah, me and the boys.
Yeah, nice. Yeah,
a lot of time down the river.
Okay, nice. good. Ryan, how can the Oracle help you this morning?
So, quick story, because it's an important one. When I was 18, I decided to bundle up my original Pokemon cards.
Yeah?
Chuck a rubber band around them. And then my brother made a passing comment that he wanted his, because I had his in that his pack of 60, the shiny.
Yeah.
And so I decided that I was going to hide them somewhere in my room. That was 16 years ago, and I think I've thought about those cards like once a month for 16 years. So the funny thing is, we renovated my mum's house 7 years ago.
Yeah.
And as we were ripping apart the house, I was looking for these cards, and all our stuff went up into the games room. And I still didn't find them, so I'm going to try anything. I'll try anything to find these cards, because we had a Charizard for sure.
Oh, my God, stop it. Okay, Ryan, the first thing that came to me, and I just have to ask you a question, In your bedroom, did you have any VHS tapes?
Yeah, we did. VHS and DVDs and games, yeah.
It's in there. You've decided to hide it.
In a case.
In a
video case.
Oh
my gosh.
Yes.
Genius.
That's where they are. Yep. That's where they are. You need to go and check the cases.
Yeah, thanks, Loggy.
Where have they gone?
I think you're right.
Out in the shed, maybe. Maybe they got moved out to the shed or something.
Up in the games room.
All right.
I'm telling you.
In the games room, we got all our stuff. That's why I know they're there somewhere.
Ryan, what I need you to do is not just open up the VHS box, but you need to actually lift the tape up because your child brain thought, he might check the boxes, but he won't check under the tape.
Okay.
Your brother, that is.
You're not getting a lot of cards under there, though, are you? Maybe.
Yeah, well, you know, like, I've got a feeling that that's where they are.
Wow. Ryan, can you do that and get back to us, mate?
I definitely will.
Okay.
I've been doing that on and off for 16 years.
All right.
So. Okay, well, there's a little little tip for you. You've spoken to the Oracle this morning.
Yeah. I hope that I can help you, Ryan. I really do because, oh, my God, can you imagine, Tom, if it actually turned out to be true?
Earbuds and Pokemon cards.
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast. He's one of the fastest men in footy. Now he's bringing that speed to your mornings. From the Geelong Cats, this is Max Holmes with Tom and Loggy on K-Rock.
Good morning. It is Tom and Loggy, and we are joined in the studio by Max Holmes. How are you going, buddy?
Yes, very good. Thank you.
How do you feel that Tom just said good boy to you?
That should have stayed off air.
Yeah, that was really odd and weird. You like pull the mic in nice and close. Yep, good boy. And then what?
Sorry, dad mode just kicked in.
Yeah, you're not there.
All right. You're making it weird.
No, I am. Yeah, sorry.
Because we're bros. We're boys. Like, yo.
We're boys.
What about it?
Wow.
Speaking of your bros, your actual bros and boys, let's just get the music out. Let's like shut down the music. Let's all look at Max and
we
ask,
need a drum roll for
oh
this
God,
too.
Hang on. Yeah, I'm going to get my drum kit out then.
You've had one task over the past couple of weeks.
A month.
Okay. Your face is not looking. I'm not. You've covered your eyes.
Okay.
It looks like you're just remembering something.
For context, we do Vest and Ferris with Brad Johnson. Mm-hmm. We have the best Cats player each year. At the end of last year, it was Bailey Smith. You have won before.
You know how big a deal it is, Max.
Yeah. Yep.
We could not get on to Bailey.
Well, we could, but he just was not interested.
He was not getting back onto us.
Yeah.
So,
which is sad. It's actually really sad.
So we've asked you repeatedly to give him the medal and get a photo of it. Let's find out how Max Holmes did with his challenge this week. Did you do it?
No. I've improved since last week. I put it in my bag now instead of in the car. Because the issue is...
Did you take it to Adelaide with you?
No, I didn't. But here's the issue.
What's the issue?
Yesterday I was in my car, right? I'm at the footy club and I'm like, oh, I should go do it.
Yeah.
With Baz.
Yeah,
but then I'm like, it's in my car. I'm not going to go get it.
So you're driving your car to training after this today, yes?
Yeah, but things are going on in my mind.
Yeah. I don't care. Put it around your neck. And then give it to him and take a photo of it.
I want to give him the box too, though. The box is nice.
Good. You can do the big present. Will you do the pretty woman style?
Honestly, we're just going to get it done. There's no theatrics about it.
There is going to be theatrics.
Yeah.
You have to
get
make
it done
it up
this
to
week.
Us.
Next week, you'll have your photo.
Thank you. Yes. Okay, I've got that audio. I'm going to isolate that audio.
He doesn't care. I can tell. He's right here. And I'll say it to his face.
Bailey doesn't care more than I don't care.
You have some pride in your achievements, boys.
It's not a competition who can care the least, because if it is, it'll be Loggy and I every time.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
Joined in the studio by Max Holmes from the Cats. We do need to talk a little bit of footy. Max, we've lost two games in 2 weeks by a total of about 5 points. How are you feeling about that? And is there, what's the chat around it too? Because obviously it's just, you just last gasp losses. Is there something you can do to like stop that happening?
I mean, yeah, we'll we haven't yet, but we'll probably watch through the last couple of minutes today of the Adelaide's game and just look at what we could do better, what we did poorly and whatnot. I think I've seen Ken Ken Hinckley speak about it on air before somewhere, and it's very luck based. Like the games right at the end, like kind of everything just goes into a bit of chaos, and it's kind of at the end of the day, who's luckier to win. So it's a bit of that, but it was unfortunate to lose another close one. I think the good part is that whilst I think Carlton were better than us last week, I felt like we should have won the other day.
Mm.
We just let it slip, unfortunately. And so exciting game this week to come back to. Yeah.
You kind of set the scene and started off the round this week for a lot of close games. A lot of the games ended up that way. Would you rather lose in the last few seconds with a close match, or would you rather lose, like, know you're going to lose throughout and have to play a game? Like, lose it in the first quarter and think, oh, now we've just got to play this thing out. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a horrible feeling losing at the end. So it's kind of like, when you lose by, like, a bit and you're always going to lose, you're kind of just like, eh. Okay. We lost.
Yeah.
Whatever. Like, it's almost like you're going through it throughout the game. So by the time the game's ended, you're like,
used to it.
I'm all right.
Okay. But if you're 10 goals down at half time, surely you can just, a little bit of hamstring soreness. Probably just take me off. Someone just clear the bench. Let's get some of the subs on, hey?
There's only five on the bench, so five guys get in first and
not like basketball. Whiteout is this weekend. It's very exciting. Last year, it was visually very impressive with everybody wearing the T-shirts. There's a slight pivot this year. I don't know if it's been released or not, but Max, what are we doing instead of T-shirts?
Flicking the towels around.
Okay. Hey. Now, you're doing that right now. I'd say you need some help in the flicking of the towel department. You're not really sure on how to do that. It's more of like a yee-haw motion instead of a wrap around your hand motion, Max. So are you going to do some practice with the boys?
I don't need a practice, but yeah, do you want to go?
Yeah, give it to me.
This is one of the official towels. What does it say? It says We Are Geelong.
It says We Are Geelong, nice. And original. It's got the little cat on there and the sponsor as well.
Brown smear on there. Max, what have you done with that towel before you got here?
That's terrible. Are we saying no to flicking? Like, is flicking allowed? We don't want to start that, do we?
Yeah, no, don't. I wouldn't even put it out there. Can you imagine? Oh, my God. Just at the urinal.
Okay, we've got a no-flick policy this weekend.
Yeah.
Let's make sure of that. But, yeah, more lassoing, Max? Because you want to have the vibe for Whiteout.
Yeah, yeah.
What does it feel like to play?
Giving 40,000 people weapons.
Don't wet them. Just keep them dry.
Oh, my God.
What does it feel like to come out in a game like that where you're just, like, looking out and there's just, like, whoa, look at this theatrical moment.
No, it is very cool. Like, last year was pretty awesome and it probably distracted us from playing the first quarter.
Yeah.
It is awesome. And, I mean, the fans at GMHBA have been great as of late anyway, so... With this added, I think it'll be a very exciting evening.
Under Friday Night Lights as well, it's going to be a ripper. We're giving away tickets all week, which is a lot of fun.
We got the wood over the Suns recently anyway at GMHBA, don't we?
Last year we beat them at GMHBA. Yeah, they whacked us.
Pretty sure we were there.
It's good when you ask a question with a lot of confidence there.
That's his job. He's got to bring one thing to the table apart from the towel.
He brought the towel.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. Cool.
Not the medal, though.
Oh, no. Okay.
That's all right.
That's all right.
We'll get there.
We will.
We will badger you. We will absolutely badger you until you do it.
There's no HR here, so, yeah.
I'm actually
What's that
HR.
Mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, so, very similar organisations. K-Rock the Cats, brilliant.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggie, say thanks.
Joined in the studio by Max Holmes.
All right, Max, let's find out where you stand. Maximum Homes.
All right, so this is where we find out a little bit about you personally, Max. You give us the Maximum Homes rating for things you do like, 2 thumbs up, and you tell us why, or you give us the Minimum Homes rating on things you don't like, which is 2 thumbs down.
Let's go.
Okay. Okay, so, Max... I'm going to ask you first.
This is probably one of the more ridiculous rounds.
No, no, no. That's all right. Potato salad.
Yeah. 2 thumbs up.
Yeah.
Maximum Homes.
That's my best friend.
You just go like, I thought you were going to like elaborate, just like potato salad.
No, yeah. I think context is important.
Why is it important?
Well, we both made potato dishes on the weekend independently of each other.
Yeah, and hey, it needs no more context because you ask yours.
Okay.
The second question is...
potato bake. Maximum. All right, minimum.
Can I go back? Can I go back?
No, no.
See, you got in first and then... You've tricked him. You've deceived him
Give
into
us your
without
true
the context.
Answer.
Because my true answer is the potato bake.
He gives two thumbs up.
Two thumbs up. Yeah, they're both great.
He just said they're both great.
They're both great.
That seems like a sympathy vote.
Absolutely, sympathy vote. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm taking a potato bake over a potato salad.
That's my boy.
All day.
That's my boy, Blue.
It doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't make any sense, but that's okay. No, you don't want cold, creamy potato. You want warm, cheesy.
Crunchy.
Crunchy? Yeah. You're cooking it wrong, mate.
The top bit's crunchy.
Oh, you're right.
This woman's never had a potato bake in her life. Okay, can we continue on the subject of food just quickly because I've got one that I wanted to ask as well. Okay, so we've been talking a lot about this over the last week or so. A burger joint came out and said that you should be eating hamburgers upside down because that's where the thicker bit of bun is, the top. Is the heel is not the thick bit. And so if it gets sloppy, it gets juicy sort of thing. If it's upside down, it'll go. And then we had someone say also, meat pie, easier to eat upside down. So... eating pies and burgers upside down, Max Holmes. Maximum or minimum?
Oh, my God. That just seems wrong, doesn't it? I'm going to say minimum.
That's a minimum, Holmes.
Yeah, I agree.
I tried it on the weekend I did feel like quite the tit. So
yeah. I feel like everyone would be looking at you if you're eating a burger out upside down.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's what
so
I
So you
said.
Care what people think? That's Is that what you're saying?
No, but I'd be so uncomfortable about everything.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Moving on now to non-food related content.
Great.
Scooby-Doo, there is a new live action series that is being made. Live action remakes of popular cartoon series.
Oh, that's a tough one.
Because
there's been good ones and there's been bad ones.
Can you think of one good one? Because I can't.
Four.
There we go.
Four.
All right. Sounds like a thumbs down to me, but I don't want to put
big,
that's thumbs
a big
in
thumbs
your mouth.
Down. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Please don't put thumbs in my mouth.
Yeah. So Scooby-Doo has released the adorable dog actor who is cast to play. I mean, that's a two thumbs up. But yeah, the live remakes, I don't know.
Can the dog talk?
Mate, you're going to have to find out in your own time.
Yeah.
Doesn't he say, I'm a freak show?
Okay.
People imitating dogs, Max. What's your...
I'm going to assume it's a...
That's
a
minimum homes.
All right.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, not sorry.
We're getting closer every week.
You should be. Okay, Max, I'm going to let you go from here. This is I can't keep you here any longer to witness any more of this. You do have lots to do. It is a big week this week. We do have the big game on Friday night, Whiteout, back at GMHBA Stadium. It's all about getting the community there. They're encouraging everyone to wear white. You've got the towel here. Are you going to leave that here in the station for us to play with?
Yeah, sure.
Wonderful. Yeah, everybody gets a towel on arrival. We'll swing it around our heads.
Oh, he's swinging it wrong again. He's got no idea.
Just wrapping it around your finger. I don't know what you're trying to do.
You're such a player,
sorry,
mate.
Sorry.
Get a clue.
All right, Max.
Be better, Max Holmes.
Oh,
that was bad.
Get me
sorry.
Out of here.
Maximum Holmes with Tom and Loggie on K-Rock.
Tom and Loggie. That was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.